Good day to be me. It's a good day to be you. It's a good day to be Jennifer. I'd love to be Jennifer.
What would you do all day, Rich?
Hang out poolside in my bikini.
Yeah, okay.
With suntan lotion all over me. It's a good day to be Roberta. Roberta's back and parking her car. She has to move her car. Every single day she goes through this dog and pony show of having to move her car from...
It's a New York thing.
...the street to the parking garage. Yeah, the New York thing that I couldn't handle, though, is the $20, what is it, $20 a day, $40 a day?
Well, it's it's $20 if you put your car in from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's $20 a day, comes to about $23 with tax.
Yeah.
And it's for any 12-hour period if you bring your car in between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, the street parking is over at 8 a.m.
My head hurts already.
So you have to move your car by 8 a.m., otherwise you're going to get a ticket. Or worse, it gets towed.
Why in the world would you want to live...
I'll
put my car in my driveway, and it's
done. At a quarter to 6 p.m., 5:45 p.m., I go to the garage, and I take the car out. So that way it only costs me $23, and I put it back on the street because the street parking begins at 6 p.m. It's 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. for street parking. So it's this game that you do every day. Yeah. Otherwise, if you leave your car in the garage for the day and for the night, it's about $45.
How hard is it to street park?
Well, it depends on the time of day. Now, I could park at the meter across the street, but you have to feed the meter every hour, and it's $2 an hour. Actually, $2.25 an hour now.
On the news this morning, I heard about a new survey that says that people who live in the city as opposed to the suburbs are
more stressed?
Stressed.
You think?
You think? You have to put a meter in a meter an hour.
Yeah. All right, so that's actually a good segue to bring our friend Andrea Metcalf in. Andrea Metcalf from AndreaMetcalf.com, author of Naked Fitness. And we were discussing before the show during the news how guys love the name Naked Fitness. Now, Andrea, you had to know that if you wrote a book and a program titled Naked Fitness, that dumb guys were just going to go,
yeah,
well, let me see what this is all
about.
Yeah,
the word naked, everything else just goes black.
Right. Especially when you have a hot blonde writing it. I mean, come on now. So when you wrote Naked Fitness, what were you really thinking? What's the real purpose behind the term Naked Fitness?
Well, it's about stripping away the excuses, feeling good in your own skin,
there
and
she
the
is.
Bare essentials.
I'd heard nothing but naked, strip, and skin.
And skin.
I had no idea what you just said.
It's still working then, right?
Yes,
you're
is.
Like this Snoopy teacher, wonk, 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 naked, wonk, 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 skin. Wonk,
absolutely.
Wonk. Oh, Jen, well, if it gets their attention, then at least we may actually be able to hold it enough to get them to run up and down the stairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about this this new survey that was out that says that people in urban areas are going to be more stressed than people in suburban areas, which seems like a duh to me, but I mean, what is the likelihood that people who have to go through what Roberta has to go through can live a relaxed life?
Well, I think it just comes to mindset. I mean, for Roberta, that sounds like a good little exercise. 10 minutes every morning, she's running up and down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you just get used to it, you know?
Yeah, but don't you need to, I mean, everybody needs a little quiet downtime. You know, I'm a big a fan of going out and burning calories and trying to figure out in your daily routine, and that's kind of what Andrea is about. Your daily routine gives you an opportunity to burn calories, whether you realize it or not, whether you're walking around doing whatever. And that's cool, but, I mean, if you don't get any downtime, how do you mentally prepare for your uptime again?
A lot of time that downtime can be within your exercise. Like we talked about, you know, a few weeks ago, how walking can be a great way to relieve stress. It can increase the endorphin levels. You feel better when it's done. So you can get that dual purpose. And whether you live in the suburbs or you live in the city, walking's a great way, as long as you keep your mindset that way.
So, Roberta, I mean, you've had a pretty stressful couple of years, and, mm-hmm. you know, you've had some situations going on, and you live in a stressful environment mm-hmm. in that you live in a busy city. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you wind down?
Well, it's interesting that she says about walking, because New York is a walking town, more so than I think any other city in the United States. This is a walking town.
Absolutely.
I think yesterday, let's see, I walked from my apartment down to my Pilates studio, which was probably about a half a mile. Then I walked from my apartment up to my lawyer's, which was about probably three quarters of a mile each way. Then I walked over to the train station, which was another half a mile. This is just ordinary walking that we do during the day. So I probably walked 3 or 4 miles yesterday just in the normal course of what I do. I only have a car in Manhattan so that I could get back and forth to Long Island, which I need to do sometimes. I need to do that this week. But normally, I don't even have my car in the city. You can't drive in the city. It's impossible. How can you drive in the city? Especially in midtown during the day. Forget about it.
Jennifer, you live in a big city, and it's Los Angeles.
In the suburbs,
you're in the burbs of the big city. And I am, too. And, you know, it's not a walking city. D.C. is, if you're in D.C., it's a walking city. But out in the burbs, you know, we have our sidewalks and everything and whatnot. So how do you use exercise to help you get rid of stress?
Well, I walk my neighborhood a lot. I could easily walk to work. I don't know why I don't. But I actually prefer to do my exercise either in the morning or right after I get home from work. Walk the neighborhood for 30 minutes and not have to go somewhere. I think I could probably incorporate and actually be more of a time manager if I used my time to walk to my office. But then having to be somewhere and having to get into that mode, I kind of like to, like Andrea was saying, I like to take that time to clear my head, not have anywhere to go, and just focus on myself for that time.
Andrea, how do we... I mean, if I don't walk to work, my boss, you know, here, the guy, the president of the network, he goes out and walks every day because he's got some issues going on with diabetes. How do you incorporate that into your daily life?
I think you do it on the few minutes that you have at your desk, taking a deep breath and taking a stretch, recognizing that when you're waiting in line, whether it's at the grocery store or at the airport, that those are good times just to try and close your eyes and breathe and take advantage of those small pieces and don't let them get to you. And even listening in your car to classical music can help you set the tone.
Yeah.
Visualizing a nice place where you'd rather be on a beach with a warm sun hitting your face. Those are things you can easily do.
You know what I did 6 months ago, and I know Jennifer does this too at her office. Right now in the studio, I'm sitting on one of those big exercise ball things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big orange ball, 76 centimeters, I think it was, the biggest one I could get. And let me tell you something. It made a world of difference in my, you know, because when we're in the chair and you've got the armrest and it's a high
back a little bit.
You kind of slump back when you have a slow couple of minutes or something like that. And the next thing you know, you're half asleep. This thing, you're always moving. You can't lean back on it, else you'd be laying on the floor, which would be hilarious. But, you know, it makes a big difference, and it keeps me active enough when we're on the show. And I don't even notice it anymore. But what it does for my brain to be able to just kind of stay alert and awake is an amazing thing.
Because your body's
just
engaged,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I'm not doing – yeah, my body's engaged because I'm just kind of moving around on it. And I don't even notice it anymore, and I'm just sitting here doing the show. But what does that do for my body and my brain while I'm doing something I would be doing anyway, Andrea?
Well, it definitely changes the stress hormone, cortisol, and lowers it in the body. And by the way, you should update your picture on the website then with you sitting on the ball. That would really make me happy as opposed to lounging back in that chair, Rich.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No,
I want to see if that ball really exists.
It does. Go to the Ustream feed right now. Click on the Ustream feed, and you can see me sitting on it.
The funniest thing, Andrea, is you'll see his head bouncing up and down because he'll be bouncing on his ball all the time. You know, I actually thought of you yesterday because your big thing is to always keep moving, even if it's just getting up and walking across your office during the day. It's good for your body, and that really made an impact on me. And this whole week, I've been having, like, this weird back issue-y thing, and so I started working, even on my computer, standing up. And I have to tell you, you get more involved with what you're doing. I felt like I was almost more productive working standing up. I'm a convert.
Well, I think the great thing is we're starting to recognize that and making desks that are higher. We're making treadmills that have a little desk on them so that you can actually do some nice, easy walking while you're doing that. But, you know, to your point, you do feel better. And on that low back issue, let's talk afterwards. I'll send you one of my DVDs for back pain because pain is a specialty for me. I help people get out of pain every day. And a simple thing that anyone can do to get rid of back pain is to stretch out the front of the hip and squeeze your glutes and work on your hamstrings and glutes, backside training.
If you need any help squeezing your glutes, Jen, I'm here for you.
Thanks. All right.
Squeeze your own glutes.
You never offer me that.
Squeeze. Well, if you have bad glutes, I'm here for you too, Roberta. So, all right. Well, listen, I've been all over AndreaMetcalf.com.
You wish you did.
I said .com.
Oh, no, Naked Fitness is starting again.
And I haven't seen any naked pictures of anybody, although there is the picture of me when I had about 30 more pounds of the Good Day Show and the crew there at AndreaMetcalf.com. So check it out. Go there and get busy, get active, and keep moving, I think is the main key, right, Andrea?
You got it. Feel good about your body.
Okay, there it is. I'm getting there. It's 17 past the hour. Check us again next week when Andrea joins us, and it's the Good Day Show.
Really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. But don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView Vistacon and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Well, good for Dr. Jones. 21 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Rich McFadden sitting on my ball. Jennifer Horn sitting on your chair.
My chair, yes.
And Roberta is doing backflips.
There you go.
Down Broadway.
I'm eating my Metafast oatmeal.
There she is. 21 past on Good Day.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug is in meetings at Heidelberg. Maybe joining us again here in a little bit. Until then, Roberta Fasanelli, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, who's got the update on the luckiest man in the world, Mark Anthony, because that guy is butt ugly and has the hottest wife.
And he's got this gorgeous,
hot wife.
So I don't get it. I don't get it. So anyway.
Well, the story at DougSteffens.com today is that Mark Anthony is pressuring J-Lo to quit American Idol. We know that her contract was only for a year.
I'm sure if he could, he'd lock her in a cave, because any opportunity she gets to walk among the rest of the world, there's one more chance that somebody's going to steal her away from him.
Well, he wants her to spend more time with him.
Right.
But what's really strange is that this has benefited him a lot. I mean, he got to perform his show, his song on American Idol.
Sure.
You know, you keep seeing little cameos of him. I think maybe Mark might be jealous of J-Lo. I don't know. I've heard on the show, I've heard from a good source who actually works on American Idol, that they have two humongous trailers for Jennifer Lopez. She gets one, and then
a double wide?
Yes. Double wide. Her kids get a whole big fancy trailer to themselves. And she has one nanny. You know, she has twins. So she has a nanny for each child. And when she's on set and working, the nannies are with the kids. Mark Anthony is just kind of lingering around. He's not even spending time with his children while he's hanging at the set, which I think is kind of weird.
Why would you bring the kids to this? I mean, yeah, okay. If I can, how old are the kids again?
They're pretty young. I think they're probably maybe four or five.
I mean, they should be in preschool or something. What are they doing?
They're probably set schooled, I bet, or homeschooled.
Yeah.
I mean, how can... Yeah,
you bet they're homeschooled. You bet they have teachers there for them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. But still, I mean, get them socialized. Have them go to school. But let me tell you something. I have a friend who, when she got married to another guy that I knew, he basically would not let her leave the house. And it's not like he said, you can't leave the house because I'm afraid that you're going to meet another guy and you're going to leave me. But, you know, they decided that there would be a one-car family and that she didn't need to work. Oh. And, you know, and there's a, so the next thing you know, she's pretty much trapped at home, which is, like, and this is the same thing with this guy. This guy has got to be scared to death because he knows how hot she is. Can't help that she just got voted the hottest woman in the world by People magazine.
Well, and forget her looks. She's also much more successful than
he is. Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Well, I mean, in our world, in the Hispanic world, Mark Anthony is huge.
Although so is she.
What do you mean in our world? Well, did you all of a sudden become the Hispanic?
You know, but there is a whole music scene in South America and Central America we are totally ignorant about. We have no idea what's going on.
No, and you're right. I'm married to a Colombian, so I know that in that world he's huge. He's still
more
ugly.
Successful than we think he is, I guess, in America.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, basically. Yes.
But so is she. I mean, she's done Spanish albums. She was Selena. I mean, she's had her own success there, too, I would imagine.
He's still ugly. She's still hot.
I know, right?
And he knows that every time she walks out that front door or outside that that trailer door, there's going to be some hot guy that she's going to go, Because I mean,
like
how many
Steven Tyler. What if she ended up with Steven Tyler?
Randy.
Or both of them.
Think Randy leans over in the chair every now and then during the commercial breaks. Hey, dog, you want to go catch a drink with me?
That's right.
How many times? I mean, and she,
you guys
she's
are
not
awful.
Picky. She's married a dancer, a waiter.
The only time she dated someone really super hot was Ben Affleck.
Yeah. True.
Because she had that Chris Judd guy who's, all right. And then the waiter guy looks scary. He looks like a Unabomber.
Yeah. And now they're all leaning on her for the money, so.
I know.
And apparently there's a tape out there somewhere that she's trying to suppress.
Hey, she was with P. Diddy. He's not so bad.
All right. All right, there's your Lopez update, your Mark Anthony update on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour. Check it out at gooddayshow.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. Doug is at the unemployment line collecting 911 or collecting 911, collecting his unemployment benefits. We gave him his walking papers this morning. Tomorrow morning, the show is going to be named the Jennifer Horn Show.
Woo-hoo!
The day after that, it will be the Roberta Fasanelli Show.
We're going to take turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Doug can go play on his farm. He's never coming back. Right now he's listening on WTTF. He's
going to
pick up his phone and throw it across.
You're
going
to get this.
Like, what are they saying?
Beat it, buddy. All right. So, no, he may be back a little bit later this morning. Unfortunately, we'll definitely be back tomorrow morning. So until then, if you wander over to this little website named after him, which we're going to change the name of that one, too. It's going to be JenniferHorn.com tomorrow.
Oh,
but right
like
now,
that.
today, it's DougSteffen.com, STEPHAN. But you don't need to remember that because tomorrow it's going to be different, much easier. Jennifer Horn is a lot easier to spell.
Yes.
Today's poll, Jennifer, is right up your alley. It is...
It is the question. Oh, no, I was at the story. Hold on. The question
how
is, how often do you have a glass of red wine? Almost every
ooh.
Day, once or twice a week, once or twice a month, rarely, never. I don't like wine. Who are you people?
Okay, Roberta?
I would say it's kind of in between. I'd say every other day.
Every other day? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite wine, or do you just kind of whatever's there?
No, my favorite vintage is Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever's in the box.
You're right.
Whatever. Exactly. I buy the boxed wines because it's the best of value.
So they last longer.
You're not real picky.
Well, no, I love a black box wine. I love a Merlot, sometimes a Shiraz. Depends what I'm eating. If I'm having lamb, a Shiraz is nice.
Me too.
If I'm having steak, I like a Merlot.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, we all know that you are the sommelier, which means you are the wine expert. You have taken classes, learned all about it.
Yes,
what's your favorite?
I did. My favorite...
Du jour.
You know, I really love red Zinfandel, but it's almost getting too alcoholed for me these days, especially California Zinfandels, meaning that they have sometimes 16, 17, 18% alcohol, which is it's not making me happy anymore. I used to like those big fruity balm wines that had a lot of alcohol in them, but now I kind of like a more refined wine. So I love a good cab. I love a good Pinot, something that's maybe more of a French style than a California style, so that there's less alcohol, more flavor, more fruit flavor.
So pick a wine.
Pick a wine.
Let's give everybody a tip. I've got one here I had on Sunday that was really good.
You know, I'm going to give you a good tip, and this one's from Oregon. This one is one of my new favorites that I just discovered called Pyrenees Vineyards, and it's in Oregon. They have two properties, and they do everything in Oregon, not just Pinot Noir, which is what you would normally think. They do Merlots. They do a Syrah, which is very rare in that area because it doesn't get too hot. But they're doing really nice stuff, and the prices are right, all around 20, maybe even under 20 bucks a bottle.
All right, what's the name again?
Pyrenees, P-Y-R, yeah, E-N-E-E.
You know, a dog named that thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, and on Sunday, I usually probably have red wine twice a month.
Mm-hmm. That's because, it?
And I'm a beer drinker, I'd rather drink the micro brews, and I had this really good micro brew this past Sunday. But then my sister-in-law's brother, who's big into wine, brought his new favorite, and it's Hendry. H-E-N-D-R-Y, mm-hmm. And the it's a red Zin from 07, and it's called Hendry Blocks 7 and 22, and it's from Napa.
Very
really
nice.
Good stuff, yeah, very deep wine.
Good Zin from Napa, Bialy Black Chicken. I love that. That's actually still probably my all-time favorite wine.
All right,
but the reason we're even talking about this and where wine beats your beer is that at DougStefan.com today, in Phil Lempert's section on the website, there's a big story about Pass the Red Wine, and they've kind of compiled all of the reasons why you should drink red wine, other than my favorite, that it's fun.
which is all you need, yeah.
But especially for men, it's great for you. It reduces the risk of prostate cancer.
Yes.
It reduces the risk of heart attack.
Yep.
Resveratrol, which is found in red wine, is anti-inflammatory. So it really helps kind of clean out your whole system.
My brother drinks cheap red wine. Probably four nights a week, he will have a glass of mm-hmm. cheap red wine. And he buys he goes to Olive Garden and buys whatever their Merlot is.
He buys the Olive Garden
and
Merlot?
Yeah, and his brother-in-law, who's the guy I was telling you brought that nice bottle of wine, is a wine nut.
Huh, I wonder what wine it is.
I'm kind of like an intermediary. So I'll bring over a bottle of wine and we'll say, hey, try this. And he's like, don't waste your money on me. I like the cheap stuff. And he's,
you know, they'd kill me if I said it, but my grandfather's the same way. He buys the stuff that's like $5 in the large size bottle, you know, in like the Magnum, not in the...
Yeah.
It all depends on what you like. I think that's the bottom line when it comes to any wine, right, Jen? I mean, if you prefer the more oaky or casky tasting wines, which I personally can't stand, then fine. If you prefer the younger wines, I love homemade wine. Some people spit it out. I just love homemade wine.
Yeah,
you know, it has no preservatives in it.
I like the crafting
what
of
you
it.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the crafting.
Depends what you like.
Jennifer and I went to dinner one time, and I tell this story a lot with Vince. Help me out, Jennifer.
Ferragamo.
Vince Ferragamo, former quarterback of the Rams, and who now owns a vineyard. And to watch this guy and the excitement in his face talk about his vineyard and how the grapes on one hill at the top of the hill produce better grapes than the grapes at the bottom of the hill because of the sunlight that they get and the dirt is better and because of the moisture that the bottom of the hill gets and all this stuff. And how one row of grapes he produces two different wines from because of the sunlight and the moisture. And you think about what goes into a bottle of wine when you drink it, whether it's $2 Chuck or whether it's a $100 bottle of some, you know, Merlot. It's amazing. And that's what I love about crafted beers and wines, is that there's all this different craftsmanship that goes into it that dates back thousands of years. I drank a beer at Dogfish Head Ale House, which is walking distance from my house, thank you very much.
Good job.
It was based on a 1,200-year-old recipe, and it was awesome.
You know, the winery I just told you about, Pyrenees, they also do Beer Rich, and you would love it. They do a beer that they age in Cabernet barrels.
Really?
And it's just, so they kind of incorporate the best of the beer and wine world together, which is very cool.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because the beer that I had this weekend was sent to me by a former employee from Oregon, and mm-hmm. it was a molasses and a honey and well, something else. Base very dark stout, and but it was aged in oak whiskey barrels. And man, it was something special. It was, you know, my mom and my sister-in-law's mother and my stepsister tried it, and they were all like, "What is this crap?" But it was, I mean, but that's what I like about it is it's different. It's not Miller Lite.
Right, right.
Really good. So, all right, so go to DougStefan.com. Tomorrow it'll be JenniferHorn.com mm-hmm. or GoodDayShow.com and check out that story. It's in our Better Living section with Phil Limpert. While you're there, check out the video of the day, which is we've all seen the video of the bulldog that rides the skateboard, right? Everybody's
yes,
seen
we love that.
That
yes,
one
yeah.
of the most popular mm-hmm. ones. Well, there's also a new one now where these two, it looks like boxers so or something, looking. Are riding a scooter, you know, with the handle up on it.
But they're like holding each other well, and riding together.
One of them is standing up on it holding the handlebars, and the other one is the pushing guy. It's hysterical. But I don't know what's going on with our producer, Ken Kessler. It's Animal Week because yesterday's video was a breakdancing gorilla at the zoo, which is a riot. And then the day before that, it was a cow who learns how to escape from its pen.
You
so,
know why I like the animal videos, though, is that they're more realistic. You know, now everybody with the funny idea
so
can
honest.
Be on YouTube and
right.
it's not authentic. But
right.
animal videos, always authentic.
My kids can spend hours on YouTube watching animal videos, and they just crack up. So if your kids love it, go to DougStefan.com and check it out. And we're going to see what Dr. Ken says about the benefits of wine.
Let's
and
ask
we'll have
him
an,
how often he drinks it, pours them back.
You know, I'm going to say that Ken is, let's all guess, and he's listening right now.
I think he's going to say a couple of times a month.
I'm going to say he says at least once a week.
You think so?
Yeah, Roberta?
I'd say at least once a week.
Yeah.
I think he's going to say at least once an hour. I actually want to change my guess.
Yeah. I see Ken
he's
being
a doctor. It's a high-pressure job.
He's a drinker. I bet he's knocking back a bottle right now, as a matter of
right
fact.
He's right now. It's Dr. Ken.
You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
No, call me tomorrow.
He's totally responsible. But I can see him throwing back a glass of wine.
I've seen him throw back a glass of wine. So here it is, 43 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Ken coming straight up.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs. Love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the south. It has no roots, it just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun. They would dry the moss and seep it in hot water and drink it daily. How does it work? It stimulates a better balance and support for the endocrine system and goes right to the heart of your sex drive. If your drive has been waning a little or has gone south completely, you might want to learn more about this. Call my office for more information. 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming. Subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other service supply. Call for details.
Did you get all that? All right, it's 47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Time for Dr. Ken to join us. Dr. Ken is my doctor. I saw him in New York a couple of weeks ago, and he said, "You look great." I said, "I feel horrible."
I was just looking at you on the website, though, Rich. That picture, I mean, you have just, you look like a whole different guy.
Yeah, no, I know. I need to change that picture. It's not very flattering. So, Ken, we were all taking bets on whether you're hitting the wine once a week, once a month, once a year, or never. I think we all decided that you're a once-a-week kind of guy.
I guessed a few times a month. I was going with that. But.
Yeah, but then you changed your mind.
It's a few times a month, probably a couple times a month.
Okay, and what are the health benefits? I mean,
trained in San Francisco where I learned a lot about, in cardiology, where I learned a lot about the health benefits of wine, and I trained with some people who were very much into the industry.
Okay, so now let's take that into today's news. You usually don't eat potato chips with red wine, but hey, yeah.
Never know.
You're desperate.
Try it.
I dunk them.
Well, red wine, all the wines, they have healthy antioxidants, supposedly the red wine even a little bit more. But actually, you don't need the alcohol. It's the grapes. If you want to just take grapes, you get all the benefits.
Oh, why spoil
it? Sorry about that.
All right, so potato chips in the news today, packing on the pounds,
New England Journal of Medicine, blame the potato chip. It's the biggest demon. Rich, behind that pound-a-year weight creep that plagues many of us, it's bigger than soda, candy, and ice cream. And the reason is partly that old advertising cliche, you can't eat just one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sad news in the medical world today. Women with breast implants can't keep them. Yeah, breast plants.
I have them growing out. They're nice and green.
Cannot keep them forever. Why is this, Ken?
FDA reported yesterday women who get silicone breast implants are likely to need additional surgery within 10 years, Rich, to address the complications such as rupturing of the device. The breast implants are not lifetime devices. That's the take-home message of this.
Is this still a problem with the saline? I mean, if something does burst inside, remember they were having those problems in the women had those horrible skin things happening from the chemicals that were inside it. What do they put inside those breast implants now?
Silicone. They were approved in 2006. The most common complications were the localized, such as the hardening of the breast area around the implant, rupture, or deflation of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, and hammocks are good for you. How so?
Hammocks. They're just wonderful. We all love to be rocked. This is out of the medical journal Current Biology. Rocking as you fall asleep, Rich, actually affects your brain waves, hastening the descent into slumber.
We have one in our condo in Colombia, and I will just sit out there on the patio and just doze in that thing for hours. It's the best thing in the world. And then after you get out of your hammock, eat some curry seeds, guys. Why is that, Dr. Ken?
Down Under from Australia published in their Courier Mail, men taking the herb fenugreek. I see everyone going to the health food store can boost their sex drive by at least a quarter. Fenugreek seeds contain compounds. They're called saponins, which are thought to stimulate the production of male sex hormones, including testosterone, and it's often found in Indian curries.
Wow. All right. So a little Indian food and a little woohoo tonight. There it is. All right. And then the last thing, I actually had a conversation with Greg Allman the other day about his having hepatitis C and what to do about it. And it's in the news today.
This is good news. Hopeful news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this morning. The recently approved drug Incivic combined with the two standard drugs that are used as highly effective to treat hepatitis C, which is notoriously difficult to manage. This is usually treated with interferon and ribavirin, and now this can be added and actually gets it close to a cure.
Tough stuff. There it is, 51 past the hour. Thank you, Dr. Ken. It's good day time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Why Don't You Do Right? Sung by Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh.
From the movie.
Hot. For a cartoon character, she was hot.
Yeah, she was. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It's the number one movie this week in 1988.
I do a really important question to this to Chuck and to Rich. Minnie Mouse or Daisy Duck?
Minnie Mouse every day.
Minnie Mouse, Chuck, what kind of guy are you?
Minnie Mouse or Daisy Duck?
Yeah.
I haven't given that much thought. I could pick either. No,
Chuck,
no preference
picky.
In that.
That's like asking
both?
Marianne or Ginger. And everybody takes Marianne every single time.
Oh, but I have such a theory. People that pick Ginger might be a little on the deviant side. And
oh, yeah. Doug would,
closed doors.
Right. Doug would pick Ginger, without a doubt. All right, so 53 past the hour. I am Rich McFadden, the Minnie Mouse and Marianne kind of guy. He is Chuck Curry. He doesn't really care. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli. It's movie moments and time for our contest here before Chuck gives us some movie news. I played the three cuts. You know the deal. Pick up the phone. 1-800-510-8255. If you are the first one to go, I know what that movie is. Here's clue number one for you.
My name's Rocky.
And what brings you to England?
Why, all the beautiful English chicks, of course.
I should know this. It sounds stupid. Chucker, any clue?
I don't know it yet. Nope.
You don't know it. All right, here's clue number two, 1-800-510-8255. Jennifer, Roberta, you have an idea?
Nope. Not yet.
Okay, all right.
Listen, you hear that? That's the open road calling my name, and I was born to answer that call.
It sounds old.
Man, I should know this. If any movie is stupid, I should absolutely know it. That's right up my alley. All right, 1-800-510-8255, the last clue. Here's your last chance.
You see, flying takes three things. Hard work, ooh, perseverance, and hard work.
I have no idea. I'm stumped.
Yeah, I don't
me
either.
Too. All right, so help us out here. 1-800-510-8255, and be the first one in with the right movie, and boom, you win something out of the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. Chucker, what's going on in movie news, brother?
Got a story here. While Quentin Tarantino reportedly wanted the actor Will Smith to be the lead in his new film, a spaghetti western set during slavery era titled The Django Unchained, it appears that Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx is now in talks to land the lead role in that movie. Leonardo DiCaprio will play the villain. Fox will play a slave turned bounty hunter. Will Smith reportedly wants doesn't work for less than $20 million, so they couldn't negotiate a compromise for him to be in that movie. Other news, James Cameron reportedly working on not one but two sequels to his blockbuster Avatar, but reportedly will not call the whole thing a trilogy. Only Cameron can get away with that statement. I liked Avatar, although I thought it was the weakest film in James Cameron's overall canon of movies. I don't know, personally know anybody who can't wait for a sequel to Avatar. I don't know. Without the 3D, I just thought it was a okay.
You know what? Yeah.
Isn't the sequel coming out? It's called The Smurfs. I think it's coming out this summer. No?
You're probably right.
It's a visually stimulating movie to watch. It was an okay story. And, you know, kind of a neat idea. But, yeah, as far as epic,
you know. I just wonder, there's been a few articles written about how audiences are already getting very tired of 3D, especially paying the extra prices. The Green Lantern, which opened on Friday, and also advanced ticket sales to the new Harry Potter movie, more people are buying tickets to see it in 2D, which is, without the 3D, than in 3D itself.
And I will tell you this, where it all started, and I remember you talking about one of these theories, is that kids have a hard time wearing the 3D glasses. My kids do not like to wear the 3D glasses. It's a pain, especially my little daughter. They don't fit.
I agree. And also, people do not, in major cities like New York City, people don't want to pay $17 or $18 when they could pay $11.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a little crazy when you're at the theater with your kids and you walk out popcorn, 3D glasses, and you're $75 in the hole or something like that. So, you know what? I have to say, we're going to talk to Lance here in Thomasville, Georgia.
Is Lance, he gonna help us?
What do you think that movie is?
Over the Hedge.
You know what? I don't know if you are right or not. Because they cross out, every day I get my little sheet with the Chucker Prize, and they've done such a good job of crossing it out.
None of us know, so we can just say it is.
None of us know, so I don't know whether you're right or not, so what the heck, you're going to get a prize. So.
Yay.
Hang on. Congratulations.
That's kind of embarrassing, not going to lie.
Whatever. All right, there it is. Chuck Curry Movie Moments, Jennifer Roberto Ritz. It's 58 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's Good Day. We'll be right back.